said, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Now, Brother Terry and Brother Mike was talking about, you know, fellowship. We need to fellowship more one with another. We really do. That's what God wants us to do. And let's, Brother Terry, he had the men's breakfast, which was very good.
Amen.
That's a good start. But we need to communicate more one with another, don't we?
Amen.
And like the Pastor Bill was saying, brother, what's his name? The brother that's going through the problem with
Buddy.
Buddy, yeah. Let's really pray for him and contact him. Amen. Let's do that. Let's contact him so we can pray with him and listen to him. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes a person just needs a listening ear, don't they?
Yeah.
Amen. So let's do more of fellowshiping one with another. Amen. That pleases the Lord, doesn't it? You know, the Bible speaks of Joseph, whose surname was Barnabas. The name of Joseph's surname was Barnabas, which means the son of consolation. He comforted the people, didn't he? He was a man that was able to bring consolation. He spoke words of encouragement. You know what? One of Satan's greatest tools against the saints of God is discouragement. Isn't that right?
Amen.
I mean, if he can discourage you, I mean, he's got a what has he got?
Effective weapon.
There you go, brother. Exactly what he's got, an effective weapon. Amen. So what we have to do? We have to encourage one another. We have to love one another. And encourage one, be strength one to another. That's what God wants us to do. Hallelujah. And God's going, you know, like Pastor Bellman was saying this morning, he was talking about David. David, right? David, how he ran toward the giant. He God had blessed him to kill the bear and the lion, right? He killed the bear and he killed the lion. But it had to be God's anointing to cause him to do that, isn't that right? Because there ain't no little scrapping. Call David a little scrapping, but I mean, he was young, but I'm saying. He was ready. He was young. But he believed God. He was out there, and the lion came to take a sheep, get in there, to get some sheep, or get a sheep. And David, it had to be the power of God come upon him for him to take that lion, to slay that lion. Hallelujah. It had to be. Because most people be running and trying to get eaten. You know what I'm saying? But God was there. See, God, when God is there, when God is with us, nothing can destroy us. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But we got to believe God. God wants us to believe him with all our heart. Jesus said, I'll never leave you. And this is a scripture that I quote quite a bit. Because I know it's something that we need. Jesus said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Do we believe that?
Amen.
If we really believe that, we can lean on him. We can roll our burdens over on him, knowing he cares for us.
Amen.
Why does he care for us? Because he loves us. Jesus loves us. He really does. And that's really why Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. As I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples. If ye have love one to the other, the love that flows one to the other.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's what the world's looking to see. The world's looking to see that. Isn't that right? Well, they say they're Christian. Well, and see, a lot of them know something about Jesus, don't they? And they know he loved them. Isn't that right? They know Jesus' love. When they brought that woman that was caught in adultery to Jesus, she was taken in adultery in the very act. But they didn't say anything about him bringing a husband. They should have brought that scoundrel there too, shouldn't they? Isn't that right? But they didn't do that. But they brought the woman to Jesus and said, this woman, we caught her in adultery. She was taken in adultery in the very act. Now, Moses in the law said, See, they brought this to Jesus in order to trap him in his feet. But Jesus was too wise for the devil. Isn't that right? I mean, the devil can't trick Jesus. The devil can't slip up on the Lord. Can he? No, he cannot. Hallelujah. We call it in the very act that Moses and the law said, such an one should be stoned. But what do you say about it? Jesus just stooped down and began to write with his finger on the ground. What was he writing? I don't know. Amen. But he wrote. He began to write on the ground. Then he stood up. And he said, the one that is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone. Did anybody cast the stone? No. Was nobody worthy to cast the stone? Was none of them there without sin? Hallelujah. See, Jesus, my, if we could just walk with him daily. He wants us to live for him, isn't he right? And walk with him daily. Because we're living in the end time. And getting near the holiday, a lot of people are depressed, you know, about different things, you know. And so we need to take up the slack. Be in a listening ear. And really pray. Pray for our loved ones. Pray for people that we come in contact with. Now, you can see people that really need help, can't you? You can. Hallelujah. And God wants us to be Christian. He wants us to be a listening ear. He wants us to be somebody that will reach out and be a blessing and a strength and an encouragement. Hallelujah. Thank God. David believes God. So when he came up against the giant, Goliath, about 9 foot. He was a big man anyway. Big man. Tall. And they nobody said, hey man, have you seen the size of that giant? And he came out morning and evening. Can we look at that scripture for a minute? Look at that by Goliath. How he came out and began to talk to the children of Israel because he wanted, in other words, what Goliath was telling them, now, you don't have to set the battle in array. You don't have to fight. Just send somebody to kill me. If you send somebody and they kill me, then you'll be in charge of us, and vice versa. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. But David, being a shepherd boy, David saw this giant. David was, my. Saul was afraid. And Saul tried to put his armor on David. That wasn't worth it. Much too big. And yes, it wouldn't work. David said, no, I haven't proven this. I can't, brother. You find that? All right. So what happened? Read that for me, will you please? Sir? Well, this before the giant would come out, you know, and he came out certain, I think, more than he himself. He came out so many times, and he was chanting. He was just, hallelujah, just trying them. What did he say? Go lie. Somebody like, go lie in that.
Yeah.
All right. Hallelujah. Well,
it's 1 Samuel 17.
Over in 1 Samuel. Yeah. 17, we're going to talk about when Goliath came out before God's people and began to say, you send me a man, somebody to fight against me. Somebody help. Hallelujah. But David was a man, but he was a young man, but he believed God. He believed God. He trusted God. Yeah. My brother's looked it up.
Verse 8,
1 Samuel what?
17, verse 8.
1 Samuel 17, verse 8. What happened here? Goliath now, this is this big giant. He stood and cried unto the armies of Israel. What did he say? He said something. Why you come out to set your balance? Why you come out here to fight man against man? Why you come to do that, Reed?
Am I not a Philistine and you servants to Saul? choose you a man for you and let him come down to you.
Amen. Y'all hear that? Did anybody hear what he said here? If you got the scripture, sis? I want everybody to have the scripture.
1
Samuel 17.
Verse 8.
And what did he say again? I mean, hold on. Let's just make sure we hear what he said. This big old giant had something to say against God's people. He's speaking. See, let me say this. When you speak against God's people, you're speaking against God. Isn't that right?
Amen.
See, a lot of people don't realize that. They think that that God's people are just like Saul of Tarsus. You know, he got his, God straightened him out. Read what it says.
Verse 10 says, "And the Philistines said, I defy the armies of Israel."
Now, listen what he said now. The Philistines said, "I defy the armies of Israel. I don't care nothing about you all." Ain't that what he was saying? I defy you. I don't care nothing about y'all. I defy the armies of Israel. Uh-huh.
Give me a man that we may fight together.
We can solve this thing. I mean, give me a man that we may fight together. Me and your man that you sent out, whoever you sent out, we'll fight together. Read. All right, see that? You see this? When Saul and all Israel heard those words, they were what? Dismayed and greatly afraid. My. They were greatly afraid after they heard this giant come out here with his big talk. He had a big mouth, didn't he? You better believe it. Big man with big mouth.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. But he had bit off. There you go. That's exactly what I was going to say. That sapsucker bit off more than he could chew. Amen. When you're dealing with God, you're not dealing with man. Isn't that right? See, David was a man, but he had a big God. We got a big God. Say, how many of y'all know we got a big God? We got a God that is faithful. We got a God that is able. We got a God that is true. We got a God that can deliver. There's nothing too hard for God. Hallelujah. Do we believe him? Do we believe him? Thank God. We need to believe God. If we believe God, we'll see the hand of God. Won't we? Yes, we will. If we believe him. Hallelujah. Thank God. What did it say, brother?
Now David, verse 12 says, "Now David was the son of that Ephrathite of Bethlehem, Judah, whose name was Jesse."
David was the son of Jesse. Uh-huh. All right.
And he had 8 sons.
Yeah, Jesse had 8 sons.
And the man went among men from an old man in the days of Saul.
Yes. All right, read.
And the 3 eldest sons of Jesse went and followed Saul to the battle.
Yes. Amen. So, Jesse had these 8 sons, right? Right? He had 8 sons. But 3 of the oldest ones went to battle. They went to Saul, got in the army, got in Saul's army, ready to fight. Well, they supposed to be ready to fight anyway. Isn't that right? Supposed they'd been ready to fight. At least they were in the army there. Those 3 sons, all right?
And David was the youngest.
David was the youngest. He was the youngest, but the 3 eldest followed Saul. Read it.
But David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep.
Uh-huh. David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep. All right.
And then verse 16, and the Philistine drew near morning and evening and presented himself.
There you go. He drew near morning and evening. That sapsucker drew near morning and evening. And he was telling him, send me a man. Send me somebody to fight me. I'm here. I'm ready. He thought he was ready with the name, but he wasn't. He wasn't going up against the flesh, was it?
No.
I mean, it was a fleshly man. Hallelujah. David was a fleshly man, but he had God. Isn't that right?
Amen.
God was with David.
Yes.
And God directed David. And God directed that stone Read, what did it say, brother?
And Jesse said unto David his son, take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn.
Yes.
And then 10 loaves, and run to the camp to thy brethren.
Jesse sent David up to go to the camp and take his brother something to eat. All right, read.
And carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their thousands, and look how thy brethren fare, and take their pledge.
Amen. See how your brethren are doing? Give these cheeses to the captain, and see how your brethren are doing, and take their pledge. In other words, see what they need, what they want, what they're asking for. All right? Mm-hmm.
Now Saul, and they of all men, and they and all men, all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines.
Yeah, that Saul and his people were in the valley. They was in the valley, fighting with the Philistines, all right?
And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with the keeper, and took and went as Jesse had commanded him.
Yes, he did. David went. He was obedient to his father. He went as his father had commanded him. All right.
And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to fight and shouted for the battle.
Yes. All right. Read.
For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army.
Israel and the Philistines was fighting. They did put the battle in array, but fighting one against another. They were fighting. All right. Read on.
And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage.
David left his... He left his carriage in the hand of a keeper, all right?
And ran into the army and came and saluted his brother.
David ran in, he came and saluted his brother. How y'all doing? How's everything going? Saluted him, all right?
And as he talked with them, behold, there came up a champion.
Hallelujah. Now, what did they call him? Champion. Hallelujah. A champion's supposed to have something under his belt, don't he? I mean, I don't know, he might have fought other folks and won, but anyway, they called him a champion. While David was there, here come the champion, and what did the champion say?
Goliath by name out of the armies of the Philistines and spake according to the same words, and David heard them.
He spake according to the same words. David heard what he said. Send me a man. I want somebody to fight. I need a man to fight. You don't have to be over there fighting, put the battle in the right. You don't have to be doing this. Just send me a man. Let's solve this problem. If you win, we'll be your servants. And vice versa. All right? Read.
And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid.
Listen, did y'all see this? All the men of Israel, when they saw this big old giant, they ran from him. They were afraid. They were afraid of this giant. But David had a vision, didn't he? Hallelujah. David had a vision. David saw more than they could see. But what happened?
And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that has come up? Surely to defy Israel has he come up, and it shall be that the man king will enrich him with great riches and give his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel.
My. In other words, he got some rewards for the one that killed him. Got some rewards for the one that will kill this giant, that will kill this champion, that will kill this big mouth. Got some rewards for him. Isn't that right? Some good rewards too. But you know what? Wouldn't none of Saul's men, and you know that had some big men, isn't that right? Because Eliab was he was a good sized man, wasn't he? Because when Samuel went to anoint David, you know, he went to anoint Eliab was sort of big sized fellow, but he was there, but he was afraid. So this is what the king will do for the one that can kill him. Read.
And David spake to shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel.
Now see, this was a reproach on Israel because they were afraid to go out and fight. They were afraid to go out and kill the giant. I mean, they could have did it if they had, you know, but hallelujah. He wanted a single man, though. He wanted a single man. All right. What'd you say?
For who is this uncircumcised Philistine?
Who's this uncircumcised Philistine? Who is this man? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? That's what?
He should defy the armies of the living God.
That he should defy the armies of the living God. Who do he think he is? Who does he think he is? He's big, all right. He's got a big mouth. He's got this big old shield and all this stuff, big old spear, this big old helmet on. He was dressed down. He was decked down to the bone. He was decked. They had him decked. Hallelujah. And he went out there. He was just. Thought he could kill whoever they sent out there. One single man. Because he was a warrior free.
And the people answered him after this manner, saying, "So shall it be done to the man that killeth them."
Uh-huh.
And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the man.
Uh-huh. Now Eliab heard when he spake unto the man, because David was inquiring. David wanted to know what's happening here. This uncircumcised Philistine do not have any business of defying the armies of Israel. Do y'all know who? See, they had minimized God. Isn't that right? They had. I mean, they hadn't been, that Saul and the men of Israel had minimized God. We've got a big God. But they couldn't see him. They were afraid. Hallelujah. All right. And Eliab got mad at David because David was inquiring about the thing. Isn't that something? I mean, he was too lazy or too afraid to do anything, and because his brother inquired, he got angry with him. His anger was kindled. All right.
And he said, "Why camest thou
down? Why did you come down here?" Uh-huh.
"And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness?"
Who'd you leave those few sheep with?
"I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thy heart."
I know the pride and the naughtiness of your heart, David. I know you. You're my brother. You're my little brother, and I know you. All right?
"For thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle."
You came down to see the battle. I know what you came for. You came to see the battle. But David came from, after he got there, David was willing to do something about what was happening here.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? I mean, David had some backbone. He had some gall. He had some grit. Isn't that right? Well, let me say it this way. He had some guts. Isn't that right? Amen. He wasn't looking at the size. He was looking at the big God he had. Isn't that something? Why can't, glory be to God, why can't we see our big God in every circumstance? That's what God wants us to do. Isn't that right? Every circumstance, every problem, everything that we come up against, God wants us to see him. Isn't that right? He wants us to see him, how big he is and how able he is. Is there anything too hard for God? Is it?
No.
Hallelujah. But why don't we believe that? Why don't we claim that? As the pastor preaches, why don't we claim that? Knowing that our God is faithful.
Amen.
And our God will do what he said he'll do.
Amen.
He's a man of his word. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Have he not said, and will he not do? He'll do exactly what he said. You can depend on him. He's not going to tell you one thing and do another.
No.
But what he said, he'll do that. Amen.
Amen.
Read on.
"And David said, what have I now done?
What? Is that not a cause? What have I done? Is that not a cause for you to come in and accuse me? Read.
And he turned from him toward another and spake after the same manner."
And David, turned to somebody else and asked him about it. He was trying to find out what's happening here. What's going to be done for the man to kill him? Read.
"And the people answered him again after the former manner."
Mm-hmm.
"And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him."
They went and told Saul about it, and Saul said, "Bring him here. Bring him to me. I want to see who he is." Saul probably thought he was a big man, Right. He thought he was a big man. "Bring him to me. I want to see who he is." And what happened?
"And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him."
Stop right there. You're talking about a man that believed God. This man believed God, didn't he? Listen what he said to the king. Saul was the king of Israel. Let no man's heart fail him. What? Because of him. Don't let no man's heart fail him. Don't nobody be afraid. Don't nobody be upset. Don't nobody be around twiddling their thumbs. Don't nobody be sticking the hole in their head in the hole because of this man. He's talking about a big one. Why could he talk so big? He had a big God. Amen. We can talk big, can't we? Pastor Billy was telling us this morning, we can talk big. I mean, when we're doing it, and I mean, not in the flesh now. We've got to be led by the Spirit of God, being following God, obeying God, knowing God, doing God's will, and we can speak, can't we? Amen. Hallelujah, like David did. David was not afraid to speak. Don't let no man's heart fail him because of this man. Don't get all aroused and upset. Start running and jumping and hollering. Don't get upset. Don't let no man's heart fail him because of Marie.
Thy servant will go and fight with this person.
My. I'll go and fight with him. I will go and fight with this Philistine. This is an uncircumcised man. And for him to defile the armies of Israel like this, I'll go and take the reproach away. That's what he's going to do. That's what he meant. Read.
And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him. For thou art but a youth, and
you,
he is a man of war.
You a youth. You young. You young. You just young. He's a man of war. You're not able to go and fight with him. But what did David say? David began to rehearse. Something had happened. I was keeping my father's sheep.
And there came a lion and a bear.
And
took a lamb out of the flock.
Hallelujah. Stop right there. Came a lion and took a lamb out of the flock. I mean, they sneaked in there and got a lamb. And what happened?
And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him.
My. What a man. What a man of God. He was a man of God, wasn't he? He breathed God. He wouldn't let that lion get away with that little sheep. Now, look, this is my sheep. You can't have him. You cannot have him. And went and took him away, didn't he? From the lion and from the bear. Now read.
Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear.
I slew them both. He's going to be just like the lion of the bear because he defied the armies of the living God. I'm not going to put up with it. I'm drawing a line. I'm not going to put up with him. He's got a big mouth. He's a big man. But that's all right. I got a big God. Isn't that right? Thank God. I got a God that's able to perform what he said. Isn't that right? I got a God that he'll never leave me nor forsake me. I mean, we know God said all this, didn't we? And David knew God was faithful.
Amen.
And what happened here?
David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion, mm-hmm. from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this.
He's going to deliver me out of the hand of this uncircumcised Philistine. Well, God's going to take care of me. God's going to deliver me. I'm not afraid because I'm walking. I'm going in God. I'm going with God. God is with me. God's going to deliver, read.
And Saul said unto David, go and be, and the Lord be with thee.
Go and the Lord be with thee. Go and the Lord be with thee. My. Go and the Lord be with thee. All right, read. Let's read it.
And Saul armed David with his armor.
And Saul put his armor on David.
And he put a helmet of brass upon his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail.
My. He put all this on David, coat of mail, what else he put on him? A helmet of brass.
And then David girded his sword upon his armor.
Put that sword on that big old sword on that reed.
And as he said to go, for he had not proved it.
David hadn't fought no battle with no sword, with no all this gear and stuff. He hadn't fought. He hadn't proved this. What did he say?
And David said,
I can't go with these. I haven't proved these, man. You know that. Three.
And David took them off.
Take your stuff. I can't use it. I don't need it. Hallelujah. 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 I don't need this. I've got all I need. Isn't that right? Three, brother. Three. What did he say? What?
His staff
in his hand. He did what?
He took his staff in his hand and chose five smooth stones out of the brook.
Hallelujah. He took his staff in his hand and he took the five smooth stones out of the brook.
And put them in a shallow place.
him in a shepherd's bag, which he had, all right?
Even in a scrip, and his sling was his hand.
Hallelujah.
He drew near to the Philistine.
Now, he had a, he had five smooth stones, he had his sling, but he had God. But God. Isn't that right? But God. This situation is severe, but God. Hallelujah. With Halekido Loma Sanda, Mero Loma Kuya Rabahanda, Lakanda Rabahanda, that leader, but they sneak over, come on. They say they're coming to kill me, but God. Isn't that right? But God. That Lakido Masoda Mahanda Ba, Lebe Bi Uno Masunda Ba, Ulia Rekitoa. Samamero Rabahuna Rabakanda Ba Anda. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But God. David had the five smooth stones. He had his sling. And what did David do?
And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David.
And the Philistine drew near to David. He walking with the. Because see, all that stuff he had on was so heavy, you know, he probably walking something like this. Probably, I'm just thinking. But anyway, because he had a lot of heavy stuff on. Didn't he? Because the scripture tells what he had on, all this big old heavy stuff. Read.
And a man that
bare
a shield
went before this big giant. He had a shield, and he went before the giant, all right?
And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him.
He looked down on him. He disdained David. He said, what is this? That's right. I mean, what is this? I asked for a man. He disdained. What happened now?
For he was but a
He was a youth and ruddy of a fair countenance. And what did the Philistine say?
He said unto David, am I a dog?
Am I a dog?
Thou comest to me to the staffs. And the Philistine cursed David with his dogs.
Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, he made a mistake here, didn't he? He talked it down to David and he cursed David by his gods, didn't he? He cursed him. See, hallelujah. Man, little boy, another boy, what do you think you're doing? Don't you know you're coming up against a man? But what else did he say?
And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air.
Come to me, I'm going to give the birds your flesh. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to kill you and let the birds eat your flesh, all right?
And to the beast of the field.
And beast of the field,
Then David said to the Philistine.
Listen to what David said. Now, listen to what David said to the Philistine. Listen to what David said to Goliath. What did David say to Goliath? You come to me with a sword and with a spear.
And with a shield.
And with a shield.
But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts.
I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts of what?
The God of the armies of Israel.
The God of the armies of Israel. That's how I'm coming to you.
Whom thou hast defied.
Whom you have defied. And you're in trouble, brother. That's right. You're in trouble now, man. I mean, you got yourself out on a limb, and I'm going to sew it off, so to speak. Amen. And don't turn it back now. You too far. Thank God. I'm going to take care of you, Reed.
This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand.
The Lord going to deliver you into my hand this day, not tomorrow, but this day. God going to deliver you into my hands.
And I will smite thee and take my head from thee.
I'm going to smite you and take your head. So he told him what he's going to do to him. Isn't that right? I'm going to smite you and take your head from you. That's what I'm going to do to you. And David believed that because he knew God was faithful. He knew it was a light thing for God. Isn't that right? He knew God would not let him down. And what did David do?
And I will give the carcasses of the hosts of the Philistines this day.
Uh-huh.
And to the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth.
Yes, they're going to eat you. The birds going to eat you. The wild beasts are going to eat your flesh. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. You talk so big with that big mouth. I'm going to stop that big mouth today. I'm going to stop that big mouth today. Amen? Hallelujah. That's what we have to do to the devil. The devil's a liar. The devil will tell you, he'll tell you all kind of mess. Isn't that right? But thank God, we that's walking in the spirit, we can see right through him, can't we? We can see right through the devil. No, he's a liar and the father of a lie. All right. What does it say?
That all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
When I do this, all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And what did David do?
And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with the sword.
Not with the sword, with spirit. Stop right there. The battle is the Lord's. It's not, but David said, it's not my battle. That's why I can talk so confident. This is not my battle. The battle is the Lord's.
Yes, amen.
Amen?
Amen.
And the Lord don't lose no battles, does he?
No.
Lord don't fail.
No, he does not.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Never do. Amen. And never do, and it never happened, and never will.
Amen.
All right, read. He drew nigh to meet David.
That David hastened and ran toward the army.
Now listen to this now. He did what?
He ran
toward the army to meet this big devil. Didn't he? He was a big devil. Because he was, hallelujah. He ran toward the armies to meet the Philistine. He ran. Hallelujah. He had confidence, didn't he? He had surety. He had faith. He believed God. He knew that God wouldn't let him down. He didn't let him down when the bear came and lion came. God took care of him there. See, that's what we have to do. We have to, when God deliver us from one thing, we pray and believe God and thank him. And we know when we come up against that next obstacle, God's going to deliver us. Isn't that right? In his time and in his way, he'll do it because he's faithful. All right, let's finish this off. What does it say?
And David.
David put his hands back and he took out one stone. That's a stone.
And slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead. That the stone sunk into his forehead.
Mm-hmm.
And he fell upon his face to the earth.
Isn't that something? Just one. Why did it hit him like it and kill him? I say God guided it.
Yeah.
Fell on his face. And that's nothing. See, God knows how to do all things.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
He fell on his face to the ground. And David read.
So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone.
With the sling and with a stone. And what?
And smote the Philistine and slew him.
And smote the Philistine and slew him. And what else did he do?
But there was no sword in the hand of David.
See, David didn't have no sword. But he knew where to get one, didn't he? Better believe it. He knew that John had a big one. So he got something to take his sword and cut his head off with it. My. That's what David did, didn't he? Took that giant sword and cut his head off. My. Hallelujah. Because God is faithful. God is faithful. And God wants us to trust him. He wants us to trust him fully. First, live for him. Live a holy life. Live a holy life and trust him for whatever come our way. Amen?
Amen.
God wants us to as the brother we've been talking about, fellowship and have more fellowship one with another. God wants us to do that, to strengthen one another, encourage one another, and be a blessing to one another because we're living in the end time. Amen? And we need God's help. We need one another. This is not an island. And people need to get together and love. Walk in love. The Bible said, walk in love. Isn't that right? Walk in love. I mean, live holy. Live pure. Live a sanctified life. When? Every day. Every day. Hallelujah. God's calling for holiness. Oh, you got a song, my brother? Claire? All right. You get one. Get what you. Thank God for Brother Dougie. Hallelujah. God is so good. God is so good. Amen. So God wants us to trust him and obey him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. David had a vision. Amen. And saying this about a vision. A vision. The ability to see God's presence, power, and plan in spite of the obstacles. Amen. The alphabet of vision consists of attitude, belief, capacity, determination, and enthusiasm. Amen. A vision. The Bible said without a vision, what? The people perish. Amen. So God has given his people a vision to see him. You just be able to see God and to know him. Hallelujah. Knowing that he will do what he said. Go ahead, brother. He'll do what he said.